Good morning, everyone. Hey, Larry King's show is only an hour long, but we are already in Moscow, an hour and a half into the annual event where Russians get to talk to their leader. James Rogers, BBC Moscow correspondent, joins us now from Moscow. James, when Russians tune in to talk to their leader, it's not President Medvedev they want to talk to, it's Vladimir Putin, the prime minister, right?
That's right. This was a tradition which Mr. Putin began became something of an annual event, in fact, when he himself was president. Of course, earlier this year, he stepped over to become prime minister, while, as you rightly point out, his successor, Dmitry Medvedev, took the top job in the Kremlin. Yet, here again this year, it's Mr. Putin and not Mr. Medvedev who's taking the calls from across the world's biggest country.
Well, James, of course, that only means that Dmitry Medvedev is very, very busy around this time of year and can't afford to spend the time doing the broadcast, right? There could be no other explanation for that, right?
Well, Mr. Medvedev's actually away on a state visit to India at the moment, so he's out of the country altogether. But, of course, the way that a lot of people read this is that despite the fact that he's no longer in what is nominally the top job in Russia, it is Vladimir Putin and not Dmitry Medvedev who wields the real political power here.
Right.
And he's been back giving his rather impressive annual talk to the nation, if you like, taking those calls, showing a great deal of detail, but of course there are big questions over just how many of these questions he might know in advance and how many of them are genuine surprises.
Let's talk about the pain that Putin must be experiencing right now. Has it come up yet, the precipitous drop in oil prices? Because that was really driving Putin's sort of challenging behaviors this summer. That seems to have gone away.
That has come up. I think particularly, actually, in one questioner, representing a motorists organization, who said, well, look, if the price of oil has gone down by as much as two-thirds, why isn't the price of petrol or gasoline, why isn't that going down in the same way? And this was a chance for Mr. Putin to refer to that. I mean, I would say, generally, he's not trying to put a gloss on things. He is saying, yes, unemployment is going to rise. Yes, these things are going to be tough. What he's trying to do, I think, overall, if there's one single message he's trying to get across, is that, yes, things are tough, but we're in charge, we're in control. We're not going to see any of the crises that this country has experienced, first with the ending of communism in the early 1990s, and secondly with a real major financial crisis in the late 1990s.
So, is this a real call-in show, James? Any sense of whether or not it's pre-recorded?
I think there's no question that it is actually live because we've got colleagues who are actually there. It did begin across one of Russia's main TV channels, on two radio stations, and also online at midday Moscow time. That's a little over 2.5 hours ago. Mr. Putin, I should say, is still going strong at this stage. People were able to submit questions beforehand to a website. But there, when they did that, they had to give all kinds of details, like their full name and their home address. So there was no possibility of hiding behind any kind of anonymity there. To look at it, the studio discussion is apparently live and spontaneous. But of course, there are questions just over how much these remarks may have been filtered out or edited beforehand.
No Joe the Plumber in this encounter with Vladimir Putin. I'm wondering if Russians, judging by the questions, care at all about the kinds of things that Putin has brought to the international stage, Russia being a power in Europe, pushing back on Ukraine, pushing back on NATO. Do Russians seem to care about that sort of thing?
There have been a few questions along those lines. I would stress that most people seem to be talking about their concerns over the possibility of unemployment, concerns over paying their mortgages, concerns over pensions. Inflation in Russia is running at 13% this year. At least that's what the Prime Minister said it's probably likely to touch. To try to put a bit of a positive gloss on that, he said that wages are up 12.6%, but nevertheless, you don't have to be a mathematical genius to work out that things don't look great. As far as international questions go, there's a looming, there's an ongoing gas row between Russia and Ukraine. You may recall just a few years ago that Russia and Ukraine didn't manage to resolve a dispute over pricing, with the result that some gas supplies to Western Europe were cut, some of those supplies which transit through Ukraine. There's a question about that. How can we solve our differences with Ukraine? Also references to Russia's military conflict with Georgia in the summer, and also references to the United States, with Mr. Putin expressing the hope that, given the incoming new administration in the United States, that there may be an improvement in relations between Russia and the United States. Those, of course, have been pretty scratchy at times over the last couple of years, to say the least.
James, in conclusion, is there any sense from the questions of Russian people there on the program, and you've already referred to the inflation number, that the economic downturn is taking hold inside Russia as well as other places around the world?
I don't think there's any question about that, because, as you pointed out, one of the things that's really been driving the Russian economy pretty much for all the time that Mr. Putin was president, from 2000 to 2008, was those rising oil prices. That's been bringing billions of dollars into the Russian economy, and that's been going out into service industries. It's been going out, and everybody, nearly everybody at least, or many, many Russians have definitely been benefiting from that. And some people are beginning to feel the cold wind now. People talking about how they've lost their jobs, how they're going to feel their family. So if, I think, earlier this year Russia sensed and at least publicly claimed that it was going to be somehow protected from the global financial crisis, I think that's a reality. Reality has proved something very different.
It's gone away. James Rogers, BBC Moscow correspondent, thanks so much for joining us. And we are 2.5 hours into the Vladimir Putin television broadcast, where Russians are asking their leader about a variety of things, including the economy.